What's up, y'all? Happy Friday. Welcome to WBT Live, the Friday edition. Welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. We're going to be talking about so much stuff. We're going to be talking about Mercedes Martinez. We're going to be talking about Mercedes Moné. We're going to be talking about some predictions for Fastlane and so much more coming up next.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one win.
What's up, guys? This is Zoe Stark. You're listening to Women's Wrestling Talk.
Boom, y'all. What up? Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Oh my goodness, I have like paper towels all over the place. Like, I need to really get this made on situation together. But welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad. And in the house, the music man himself, Mr. Titties and Cookies.
Titty milk and cookies all up in the place. Yes,
that's the video I actually forgot to. Let me download that video. If you guys don't have no idea what we're talking about,
Yeah, I have a show on YouTube, a musical comedy show called Boom TV, and you can see the different segments. If you look up Titty Milk and Cookies, you'll find it.
Oh my God, it's so good. And I was helping, oh my God, where is it? Did I save it? I think this is it. I was helping. Oh, here we go. Let me download this for y'all so y'all know what in the actual heaven we're talking about. And also, sorry for being late. Because that was on me. But here we go. I don't know how this doesn't have more plays, but I legitimately was humming this at work the other day. And I'm like, this seems very wrong, but here we are. What up, Dylan? How are you doing?
I'm excited for today. I'm excited for this weekend. This is going to be my first weekend without any travel, without any video shoots, without COVID. And I actually get to chill, and I'm excited because we got Fastlane tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to watching that and you know, catching up on the things I need to catch up on, like some rest.
I mean, so I chose to. My weekend was supposed to be a lot more busier, but it's still going to be busy, but more on a home front. I find, like, right now, shout out to my full-time job. Right now, I'm in a good position where it's just like, I just want to stay home and work. So with that being said, if you guys have been on YouTube and you haven't checked, we are going to have a Fastlane post show happening tomorrow, just in case you're wondering. So we're going to have that. We're actually having a couple of shows happening. So we're going to have a Fastlane post show. We're also debuting a WOW post show, and we're also debuting an Impact show post show. And then we're going to have an overall women's wrestling post show for the week. All that coming next week, plus a post show for wrestlers. So there's a lot of things going on. A lot of situations, a lot of things happening. But also,
I think you left out one, didn't you? Leave out After Dark. You left out After Dark.
I sure did leave out After. Wait, are you pulling up? Are you? Can you? You and your
my plan is. Yeah, my plan is to. My plan is to. My plan is to make an old fashioned and pop in. So it's in the evening. So I'll be done with work.
It is in the evening. I'm trying to look up the And you know what? I did see the graphic, and it didn't click to me that I should pull it up. So for you guys who are like, what are they talking about? So we're going to be having a WWT After Dark next Wednesday. It's going to only be on Twitch. And the reason why it's only on Twitch is that it may or may not, you know, Thank you. There's a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. The only reason it's on Twitch is it may or may not, you know, get people in trouble. And so when it's on Twitch, it goes away. So, you know, pull up, hear the conversations. There might be some drinks involved, some drinks flowing. If you guys are familiar with Jay Washington, he's a comedian and also a wrestler. So he's going to be on. He had a show called Blurreds in the Hood. And he also had a Blurreds After Dark. And that's where the spin came from that. So it's literally just, if you're familiar with that show, it's literally that show on Women's Wrestling Talk. So basically with the real what the real TK just said is that Women's Wrestling Talk world, we just what? I mean,
hey, you know,
look, I'm just saying, Bobby, World Wrestling Series in Australia. Oh, that is thank you for breaking the news, Bobby. I have to definitely check that out. We are working on an interview with Cassie Lee as well. So, but with that being said, before we get into, there's a couple other flowers I want to give because we won't be talking too much about it. Although we are going to pull up to that pay-per-view Impact. I just want to give Tasha Steelz her flowers. Music done by Boonie. The voiceover riff by former host Stephanie Hardy. So a lot of things happening. So definitely talk about that. Yes, Eric, Tuesday is gonna be a situation. And man, it's so, I wish I could just show the world like over the last 24 hours. And I hate being those people because I hate those people that do that. They say stuff, there's like, yeah, stuff is coming, I'm talking to people. But yo.
Yeah, let them know.
Man, like, I don't even know if I can hint to it. For my folks who know of the S Dynasty and the picture I'm referencing, I've just had conversations. I can just leave it at that. So you guys who know, who've been watching the show, who've been watching since AfterBuzz Day, you know. So things are happening with that. So with that being said, let's actually jump into the, actually, sorry, another.
Another
one. So shout out to SmackDown. Let me know if you're watching SmackDown this weekend, or today, I should say. So drop it in the chat. But we're going to see if this is a repeat. Now, this clip has gone viral. So shout out to Dylan as well for making this happen.
And Dylan,
when I say, like, shout out to my homegirl Kazuza, who's helping out the operations and stuff like that. The clips that have been dropping for Women's Wrestling Talk, like, they have me like cackling, like it's a situation. So definitely shout out to the team for that.
I saw that one. I was cracking up. Loved it.
Still yeah. Now. I guess the question is Mia going to slap the ish out again? Or, I mean, I think they didn't think that was going to be such a big deal, but it was everywhere Friday night.
It was a slap her around the world, baby. That was good.
Yes, and she did acknowledge it. She acknowledged it today. Yes. So, boom and boom. Shout out to Mia Yim.
Hopefully Toni Storm can catch up to the titty slap.
She's not on Twitter.
I understand.
The fake TK was he actually tweeted for, because I mean AEW this week was crazy as well, and so the fake TK tweeted on behalf of Toni Storm because what she's doing is amazing.
Really, really amazing. I posted it on the Instagram too, but it was a story, so it just lasted a day, you know. But I tagged her on it, you know. But it is what it is.
Dylan, you be getting blocked from a lot of people. Like, how did you manage to, like...
Dylan probably gets blocked because of those memes he makes. Block. I don't know.
I guess so.
It's hilarious. I don't know. Dylan got a... Dylan got a record.
That part. We have so many clips that I actually want to pull up this clip to show for what we're going to talk about, which is not this one. Man. It's not this one either. Dang. Well, it's kind of sort of this one. No, here it is. It's this one.
It's an all new episode of WoW.
It's a twin versus twin rematch in Miami Sweet Heat versus the Tonga Twins in a WoW Tag Team Championship match.
So yeah, let's get into it. So WoW happening tomorrow. So we interviewed Penelope Pink, who was the former champion last week. But big news for WoW. So you want to get into it, Boonie?
Yeah, so it's looking like a TV range. So basically, WoW syndication telecasts reached new highs in total viewership, 428,000, and P18 through 49 in August.
Ages 18 to 49 in August. Yeah, so it's going well. I mean,
yeah,
for those people who don't like WoW, it's not for everybody. But wrestling is not for everybody. And this is why I had said on another show that I was on, it's like, you know, you don't have to bash one thing in order to enjoy another, or vice versa, or like bash it at all. Just watch what you like. Just talk to who you want to talk to. Like, it's really that simple.
Having respect for just the art form, you know, period. It might not be, you know, what you're a fan of exactly from one company to another, but you know how much effort and how much work goes on behind the scenes. You know what the people have to do, you know, to get where they are and stuff like that. So it's just like, that should just be respect all the way around at the end of the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, congratulations to them, which is a good thing. I feel like CBS is watching to see what's going to happen. Meaning that if we continue with the viewership, we continue with, you know, shout out to WoW for, you know, giving us those interviews. A lot of people don't have to do that. And our partnership with them, if we continue just like pushing it, watching the product, et cetera, we will see it on a specific time on a specific channel like we see others. But like what WoW is doing, there's no other promotion women based that's doing that right now, if syndication or not. So with that being said, put some respect on WoW's name. Please shout out to them.
And if I'm not, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, WoW stemmed from GLOW, right?
Yes. So WoW. And Dave McClain too. I've told a lot of people, you guys need to give him his flowers. Like, it's one of those things where he's been in the grind. I remember when WoW came back and we got to interview David, which was I really need to find that interview because for some reason I can't find it. But that was a wild interview. We got to interview a lot of people like Jungle Girl and Lana Starr from the very beginning. I think she was our either third interview or stuff like that. So WoW has been WoW's been giving us interviews, and we've been having interviews with WoW superheroes for a minute. And it's just one of those, it's like the engine, that the show that keeps on going. Like when something else turns, like then they come back with something totally different. Like this CBS deal is amazing. And then, like I said, the live shows, when we have the live shows, Boonie, you definitely have to come. The food on point. And the wrestling is crazy. So definitely check out WoW local listings. Just put in your zip code and you are good to go. And then also check out our interviews. We have some really great interviews. And like I said, WoW after show, post show coming next week. So be on the lookout for that. Yes, Eric, you are completely right. David did create GLOW and WoW. And it's unfortunate that GLOW, the Netflix show, never got to finish.
I was angry because it was just like, me and my wife were watching the whole show, and I remember that, you know, the last season that they had, and it was just the episode right before the finale where they had their tape. So you get to see the whole tape. Like, it was one of the most inspiring things. I just remember me and my wife just felt inspired and just wanted to create something just, you know, off of watching that. So it's just like, it's just great to, you know, see things like that. But then it's devastating for something like that to get canceled. You know, there was the pandemic, everything. I was very devastated with that because I definitely was loving all the characters and just wanted to see more of what was going on. And I also watched the, you know, there was a documentary too that, that was like tied to that. Really enjoyed that too. So yeah, I was definitely disappointed in that myself.
And then fun fact, I'm sure a lot of people do know, Taya filmed for season, I think it was a season 5. So Taya was on, Taya was on season or film for season 5 and it never aired. And I don't think we're ever going to see it. And there's, I'm not that important, but I feel like I want to put all these little like tidbits of information that I can't say in a, like a journal. And then when I'm gone, I'm going to give it to my nail lady. Cause she knows everything. And you'll be like, yo, when it's time, just put it out there because there's, that's all I could say.
I feel you though.
Yeah. It's kind of like, the man, I don't quite know what he's doing. And again, it's a graphic thing. I know what I need to do to get my life together. As far as graphics, etc., there's a piece of equipment that I need to get my life together, but that piece of equipment costs $800. But in the meantime,
what you got? I had a feeling.
Sunny Suds in the building. What's good?
What's happening, everybody? What are we talking about today?
We were just like riffing. We were just finished talking about WoW. And I was looking at, did you say something? For you guys who are like, why is she looking off to the corner? I have two screens beside me on either side, and this is my other big screen. So I'm like getting stuff on this screen, which is incredible, by the way. I know why people do it. But yeah, pretty much long story short, I think we're going to head into Fastlane. You want to hit that? You want to talk about that? And yeah. How you guys feel about it? We are going to be having a post show talking about all the things. So let's kind of dive into our predictions, which I feel I need a predictions drop. But once we get a producer, once I'm putting in the universe, that's going to happen by the end of the year. We'll have all that. So let's go into a women's match. Io Sky, Asuka, and Charlotte. Who do you guys have?
I am hoping that EO retains, but it's just like, man, it's hard for me to say like what I really think is going to happen. I really want EO to retain, so I pray that they do that because I think it will be a major upset if she doesn't, especially if it goes to Charlotte. I think most of all, I can just say I just don't want it to go to Charlotte, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the queen, but right. I just, you know, I am not gonna lie. I felt a little something when I saw that she was entered in again. I'm just like, yo, why does this have to always, why is she always throwing up in some kind of triple threat thing? And it just, it's frustrating for me because I just want to see these two women go at it. Have their rematch, have their, you know, and so I wanted to go to EO, but I'm not opposed to it going to Asuka. I just don't want it to go to Charlotte. And that's just.
We got an appearance of the little said.
No. No.
And a dog.
And we got the dog.
We got everybody.
Yeah.
Who do you have, Cedric?
So for that match, I'm taking EO. I think this is a perfect time for the SmackDown roster to kind of make Io feel as big as she should be for the title. She's going against two surefire Hall of Famers in that match, and almost has been kind of an afterthought with everything that's going on with Becky as well. But I think it's a good time for Io to look strong in this match, and I'm hoping that they allow her to do that by pinning Charlotte, because we know Asuka will be taking on Roxanne Perez on Tuesday night.
Right.
So you want to keep Asuka somewhat looking strong going into that match. So I think this will be a big moment where she can actually get a pin over Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, let's also be like honest with Charlotte. Charlotte is future Hall of Famer. Like, she's the GOAT. When they need things done, they call Charlotte. So yeah, I too feel like definitely Io, but like it's a new dawn. I was talking to some people, and it's kind of one of those things where we storyline wise, we don't know what's gonna happen, and there's some other long term bookings that are kind of in play. So it might be, I hope not, but we as fans, just seeing what we see on a weekly basis, it's like, yeah, we want to go this direction, not knowing that there's a whole nother path, you know, for something else set up, in particular WrestleMania, even though WrestleMania is no longer the end-all, be-all of storyline. So with that being said, to bring it all around, I definitely think Io as well, but we'll see. Bosa saying, to be fair, I don't know who Charlotte Flair is when she isn't in the title picture. True, 95% of the time she's in the title picture. Becky isn't always in the title picture, and she is building stars. I mean,
I think that's the main thing, is that when you see Charlotte, it's always taking away from somebody else's growth, whereas like some of the other horsewomen have actually elevated everybody else around them.
Yeah.
Is that her fault, or is that how WWE is booking her?
It's how WWE is booking her, and unfortunately, she's such a big star now that they've kind of booked themselves in a corner.
Right.
So, like, I know fans kind of get on Charlotte. It's not her fault. It's the writer's fault that allowed it to keep happening, but it's like we're stuck here now. Yeah. We're in an impossible situation.
Yep. Yep. I agree. And that's what's, you know, the frustrating part. That's when I got frustrated about it being a triple threat with her thrown in. It wasn't anything like towards Charlotte, because like I said, I'm a Charlotte fan, you know what I mean? But it was just like, what it really was from the way she's being booked that just like bothers me at this point. And I agree totally with that. It's just like they really kind of just backed themselves into a corner of like it's just very limited of what they can do, you know. And so that's what I'm just like, I'm just hoping that she's not going to get the belt, but if she does, she better go super duper, even more extreme heel than she's ever been. Because it's just like, I'm going to just be mad.
I mean, I feel like Boonie, like you eventually. So here's my thing, Dylan. What you should do is you should have a folder for Boonie and just keep all the clips of Boonie being mad and just do a compilation. Boonie mad at the end of the year, because you be mad at a lot of things, and I'm just like, it's okay.
Yeah, Boonie mad filled. We do that.
Oh my goodness. So let's wait. Still insane. Let's not forget Damage Control being cohesive a team for months, and we're not at Pam's. I don't know. There's a lot of things happening with that. I think I had said this last week in going into Wrestle Dream. I feel like each promotion, and WWE doesn't need to do this because they are like the top promotion pretty much, that each promotion is going to do something to, you know, surprise something that we weren't expecting. I don't think WWE is going to bring in like some person that we weren't expecting, although there is Jade, but I don't think it's time just yet. Everybody still
don't think she'll show up tomorrow.
I mean, I feel like they're getting there's articles about Jade. It's kind of like when Mercedes and Trin, the stuff last year, there was articles about them for a year plus and they weren't saying anything.
Yeah.
I
feel like
not even like just sitting in the audience, like enjoying as a, you know, how you like, oh, this person has a ticket to the event.
I mean, you could do that, but I feel like you don't, for her, you don't need to. But there's just three articles about her today. And she hasn't said, I mean, she's been posting on Twitter here and there, but she hasn't said anything crazy. So why not just use that momentum until I feel like bring her out now might be anticlimactic.
Like, wait, I think a little so bit. Too. I think it's just like, you know, the first time we see her face on the WWE platform, it's this arrival. It's something that's gonna surprise you. And so it's just like, if she was just in the audience, I think that would damper her debut whenever that is set, you know. But then, yeah, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Dylan's saying PW Insider is saying that she will be pulling up tomorrow. And I mean, like I said, who are we? We're just
they can make it work.
Make it in America. But I mean, anything is possible. I just feel like you don't need to because of who she is. Somebody else, maybe.
Well, do you think the pulling up could just be she's going to be backstage, but not like involved, like in the show, you know, per se? Or are they saying she pulling up like she going to be seen?
I mean, I feel like if PW Insider is saying that she's going to be there, I feel like she's going to be like seen. Or we might see just a backstage like glimpse of her. Which will generate another ton of articles. You could do either way. I mean, I feel like if I were her, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay home and I might do like a tweet, which will also get like, no matter what she does right now, like it's being picked up. So it's really just about how they, I think Bosa was saying it in the chat, is really how the storyline and how she's going to like enter WWE.
Definitely.
So I think the concisest, I'm saying the words all wrong, is Io Sky. The next one is the Tag Team Championships, Judgment Day versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. Who do you guys have for this?
The Judgment Day versus, there's a lot of, you know, kind of pressure on Judgment Day right now, especially coming from Rhea, you know, after a return. So it's just like the stakes is high for them. And, you know, I'm going for Judgment Day to be, you know, honest on this one, because I just can't see Cody and Jay, you know, being a tag team having those belts right now when there's just so much more to go on with Jay's story and with Cody's story. So I think this is going to be a great match. You know, I think it will, you know, have people at the edge of their seat at a lot of moments. But I believe Judgment Day is going to pull through. I don't think they're going to pull through, you know, honestly. So I think something's going to be, you know, probably pulled. And JD McDonagh is still, you know, really trying to prove himself. And again, the Judgment Day. Let him in, damn it. Like, let him in. But anyway, I think he may come in and help in some kind of way. I'd say Judgment Day is gonna pull it off. That's my opinion. They're gonna retain.
Seti said, who do you got?
I don't think they're gonna have a lot of title changes on Fastlane, unfortunately, but I think this is probably a good opportunity for a change, because since Jay has gotten there, it's obviously a big deal, and they haven't really fleshed out, like, oh, what did SmackDown get in return for compensation yet, even though we think it's Cody Rhodes. But right. I think this is how you create – we already are building dissension within Judgment Day. I think this is how you further the dissension with Cody, Jay, and the rest of the locker room, and how you can tell that storyline in multitude of ways. Why, okay, now they're champions, now they're alienating everybody, because you brought this guy that did everybody wrong here. And then with them being champions, you can have dissension between the friendship with Kevin and Sammy as well. Thinking about them trying to get their get back as far as being tag team champions. So, and then, of course, with Judgment Day, I think they put the title back on Dom because they are going to drop the belts. I think that's one of the main reasons. in doing so.
So wait, run that back. So who do you think is going to take it?
I think they're going to swap the belts with Cody and Jay as a transitional champion. I don't think they're going to have any lengthy run. I think it's just going to aid other storylines from them being champs.
Okay.
Because it's been, I'm not saying it's stale. I don't think it's stale what Cody and Jay are doing, but you need to like bide some more time until we get to like Royal Rumble season when you know it's like, all right, it's time for WrestleMania season, stuff like that. Something needs to happen to where you're biding time.
I can see that.
And I know like we've heard like the old like Omos been attacking Cody at house shows. Like maybe that was just a test period, a trial run. I don't know if they'll really do that. So this is another way you just like, hey, we need a buffer, be tag team champions for a minute.
And I do like with the Judgment Day too, how they're, and I've been talking about this for a long time as far as just good storylines. And I do like how, I mean, yeah, you don't have the whole Samoan family as far as, you know, multiverses and all this other stuff where this storyline can go on forever. But I do like the story of Judgment Day. And I really hope that it's, even though if it splinters or changes, there's still going to be a reference to it that's going to create a overarching storyline for more time to come versus with a lot of tag teams, like they split up and it's like they know that no longer happened or that no longer existed. So I'm definitely for, yeah, that I could see what you're saying, Sid. That might work.
Yeah, that might work.
That was crazy. They're not doing it yet, but tonight on SmackDown, I think this will be the first time that Jay is actually around his family. Because Cody and Jay are going to SmackDown. So since that's kind of separation, maybe we get a first glimpse of what they're trying to do with Jay and Jimmy when they cross paths tonight, or maybe they just keep them completely separate. We'll see.
We'll see. That leads us in. Well, it doesn't really lead us, but we're throwing it in anyway. John Cena and LA Knight versus the Bloodline, Solo and Jimmy. Who do you guys have?
I believe John Cena and LA Knight are going to win. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of close calls and moments that really get you thinking that Bloodline is probably going to take it. But yeah, I just feel like on the run that LA Knight has been on and with John Cena's return and everything, I can't see them losing that. That's me personally. I don't think. I say LA Knight and John Cena are going to take that.
Sid?
So, yeah, this is another scenario that we've been talking about ad nauseum, and that's John is back, but John is not winning. So John needs wins. Otherwise, when he comes back, it feels like, for what? It feels futile. And then the other part of the coin is that Jimmy really think he down with the crew, but he not. So this is like one of those scenarios where Solo's probably going to look strong because I think they want to do John versus Solo at some point. Jimmy's going to be the one to get pinned, and it's going to create more of that friction because he's moving like he thinks that he's the tribal chief. He thinks he's Roman.
Hilarious last week, by the way. Oh my God.
So yeah, Knight, John Cena. And this is honestly a weird position for LA Knight because it almost feels like I know they want to use his star power. He has a lot of stuff on the horizon. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say he's above this, but being thrust into the Bloodline angle can go very left if something doesn't happen with all of his like fandom right now.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I'd rather see a better type of booking for LA Knight at this point, but you know, who knows what they're going to do with it. I'm interested to see. Either way, I'm rooting for LA Knight either way, you know, so hopefully they just pull it off right. And yeah, I can see that too. So I'm hoping they got something, you know, down the pipeline that's going to make sense.
I mean, the logical part wants to go Cena and Knight, but I mean, as you guys know, anything Samoan dynasty, I'm for. And I feel like either way, like a creative person could spin that story into something else. Like they get the pin and they win, but there's something else happening in the background. What makes sense is obviously Cena and LA Knight. And I agree with you as far as LA Knight, it not making sense, as long as they use it more of as a one-off versus something that they're going to do regularly. If they do that regularly, then he's going to lose some of his heat. But if they do this as a one-off, you know, I'm not here for it, but I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's say LWO versus Lashley and the Street Profits.
Lashley and the Street Profits. They got to have the, I mean, just Lashley ain't playing right now. And so, you know, the Street Profits are really, you know, trying to prove themselves to him. And they finally went full heel. I was finally happy to see that, because I think it just got confused when they were trying to turn heel. And it's just like, but once they saw them walk towards the back end and Bobby Lashley came out and then they all stood together, everyone was like, I like this. Me too. I was like, yes, yes. So everyone was like cheering it, you know what I mean, from the beginning. So because of that, it just felt like the Street Profits just changed clothes, you know, and was just continuing the hype jokes, the yeah, you know, that just that kind of energy. And I was just really wanting them to go just full heel, like, nah, stop playing, start, you know, start getting them. So I think, you know, in the storyline, they really set it up to really establish that. And I was happy to see that. I was happy to see them just fully like, you know, just heel mode and getting booed, getting the heat and everything. And so this they have to take this, you know what I mean? Like, based on just the storyline alone, I just, you know, if LWO were to win this one, it would just weaken the whole, you know, faction that's building and the storyline that's building with these three. So I'm straight up, Street Profits and Bobby Lashley have to win. I'm gonna be mad.
All right. I mean,
they got to win this. What you think, Seth?
Oh, I thought TK was going to say something. It feels like if you want to prove that you're a real heel, the goal is always, or the go-to is always like, hey, go beat up Rey Mysterio. Like any heel ever. It's like, you beat up Rey Mysterio, we automatically hate you. Like it's very weird. But I think that they continue the slow burn on this, because that was just kind of like a dip your toe in the water for me. Like go prove yourself, go attack LWO. Obviously, LWO has hit like really huge heights this year, like dating back to the Puerto Rico show. And it kind of feels stagnant, but Rey is also a champion right now. So I think you add more, you stoke the flame a little bit more if you have like the Street Profits slip up a little bit and have Bobby be like, what are we doing? I need to see more from you. Prove yourself to me, which is a very weird scenario that we're in with Bobby Lashley, that he's just like this mafia boss now. He's my boss. Like, he don't fight no more. He's just like, yo, like, I've been giving you the watches and the cars. Like, I'm taking the Hellcats back. Can't like have the Hellcats no more. It's weird. Right? Very weird.
It's kind of like a Black Kingpin.
But, like, in that regard, I feel like we haven't, if Bobby's the leader of this faction, we haven't seen Bobby at his meanest yet. And I feel like if they get like a very fluky slip up win, then that's going to allow us to see this person that Bobby's supposed to be outside of just being the money of the operation. And I think they need that. I think that's why we're going to get a slow build. So for this, I am going to pick the LWO to get like some type of roll up victory or stuff like that, so he can put more pressure on the Street Profits to add another layer to the heel turn, because they're still coming out to the same music. They're still getting cheered. Fans still rock with the Street Profits. They still dance in the stadiums. They do stuff like that. So I feel like to go completely cold turn, something else has to happen, and it's going to start with losing. So I got LWO.
Are you feeling, before I give you my answer, are you feeling this faction, or do you think it's just a short-term thing?
I was feeling it more before they started like doing more segments, like when they were more silent and just like going about the action. Now it's like, I feel like they're kind of stuck and they don't know what to do. And maybe that's just because of the orbit we're in with the Bloodline saga taking up so much TV time that they said, hey, go feud with another faction. But like, I feel like they need to really let it develop. I feel like if it was like a Stark turn, we would see them attacking more tag teams in the back, maybe see them just taking over the show, showing up on Raw as well. I feel like, and I'm weird about this, like they haven't changed their music yet, which is still like a fan-friendly song. Mm-hmm. Coming out in almost, and they're not, they used to switch their gear up all the time. Now it's like this black and aqua gear that doesn't scream heel to me either. Yeah. So like, yeah, it just feels like, it feels very lukewarm. I'll put it that way. It feels very lukewarm. It's like they haven't completely turned the knob yet. I want to see it go to like its full fruition, and I don't know what it's going to take to get there though.
Yeah.
And maybe the win is what's going to do it to, for them to do the full transition. Like they get the win and that's what they need in order to really commit to being a faction.
But they got to do heel stuff in the match. So they're still not doing heel things in the match. They're just wrestling their same style with a, right, with a substitute finisher, because Montez ain't doing the splash as a finisher right now.
I'm thinking that this is the, if you know, this is the match for that to change, for them to go. It felt like, based on, you know, the last segment with them, you know, just jumping people going in, it's like, I feel like that is how they are going to do it this match. You know, I'd be very disappointed and confused if they don't. And so that's the main reason I'm kind of going for them, because I'm just having the anticipation, the expectation that they're going to be real dirty in this one, and that we're going to see, a drastic change, you know, from it. But who knows? I mean,
see, I feel like Bobby's going to work like 10% of this match, and he's going to be on the apron just like giving the orders, like, what are you waiting for? Go harder, blah, blah, blah. And then they're going to lose. And then you're going to see Bobby boss him around more. And then that's going to be the, all right, we got to kick it in the gear. So I don't know. Is this a confirmed match on the card, or is this kickoff show?
Confirmed according to WWE. I'll just read the SmackDown stuff. Cena, Usos, Seth, Shinsuke, Io, Charlotte, Asuka, Finn.
Like five or
yeah,
five,
Finn, Damien, yeah. Cody, Jay, and LW. Yeah, it is. It's on. Yeah, it's, it is. Yeah, it's confirmed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what was your opinion, TK?
Yeah, I think that it really, again, it kind of harkens back to like talking about the whole storyline thing, like the overarching, like where they want it to be, or if this is more like a short-term thing. If it's long-term, I feel like this is where, you know, Bobby has the conversation before they get on, and one of two things happen. So I'm, long story short, I think they should win. However, they don't win, and then Bobby, you know, has the mafia speech to, you know, convince them to turn completely, or there's a situation that happens within the match that's like, yo, I gotta, you know, this is for my brothers versus, you know, I really want to win. So with that being said, I think they should win, but I don't know if it really just depends on the storyline in the upcoming months and whether there is, if there is one.
Yeah.
That's the tough thing. I think, and we've been in this position for the greater part of the past year and some change. It's like, how much more upward mobility do you have with the Bloodline saga still unraveling?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Because, well, so here's the question now, and you all could say it in the chat. I know there was a discussion of the Bloodline, it can continue going, but when do we reach our breaking point where it's like, all right, come on. Like, you know, I can't remember. I think maybe it was Dylan who referenced it in the chat as far as like the Bloodline soap opera. And if you reference soap operas, they've been around longer than all of us have been alive. So do you think there's going to become a point where it's just like, all right, bro, like we can't.
We're getting spinoff shows.
Yeah, there's no more, like you can't milk this cow anymore. Do you think we're going to get to that point? Or do you think, you know, I guess how long do you think they can go with this? Are we going 2024?
I think they can go as long as they want. I think if anything, this week, the WWE has shown is like when something is hot or they want to apply pressure, they will. They absolutely will. So I feel like if there's still layers to it, they'll just like, and people are drawing in eyes, getting the viewership, more importantly, it's getting the social media engagement, and they'll keep like, they'll unravel it even slower. Like we'll see Roman less and less, and there'll be other story. Like this is the part of the story where we're getting the individual stories of the members told. Roman's gone. Solo is this person. Jimmy thinks he's the chief. Jay's over here. Everybody's getting their own individual storyline, and like Avengers Endgame, they're going to come back together in a year. We'll see what happens. Maybe they get back together and unite against a bigger threat. Who knows? But right now, it's like when Paul said, I think he said he's in the bottom of the third or something like that. I believed it. I think it was real genuine. I think they have a direction that they want to end, but they're not in any rush to get there.
Yeah. And I still feel like there's much more room for it to play out because it's just like it's family, you know what I mean? And so there's just a feeling of just realness to it. And I think I mentioned it before that it's just like I'd be very interested in seeing an arc of where, you know, Roman may get hit rock bottom or some kind of way. And or something where the bloodline right now is a heel faction, but you never know if the bloodline could end up, you know, going into the face territory 90 times soon. But in some way, maybe, you know, they end up realizing that Paul Heyman's been kind of like poisoned in some way later on down the line. Some things like cook up, like, it'd be very interesting to see where Bloodline is being cheered for rather than booed. And there is kind of like a redemption story in some way that there's possibility for that. So that's why I don't think that it's something that the only way I think that it would get to that point where it's just, all right, we just, if it just kept on, like if it just remained like predictable, if you were just able to call it all like, oh, yeah, this is going to happen. And they already did this before. They're pretty much kind of repeating the same things. I don't really see the bloodline going in the direction that the original NWO went, where it was just, you know, they're just everybody was in NWO at that point, you know. And so but even when you look at when the original NWO ended up having a split, and then there was the red and black with the wolf pack, that was something that was really exciting for that time. So we don't even know if like there could be a split within the bloodline where there's a face end of the bloodline while there's still a heel end of the bloodline. So I just feel like there's still a lot that can be done with it.
Bosa saying, I think I reached mine when Roman hit 1,000. Money in the Bank was the best chance to break them up. Even SummerSlam, Jay should have won. I feel like they can go forever, but I definitely agree when they start repeating certain things. And that, I feel like you can't repeat. I feel like they go beyond 6 years. Then you're going to start repeating. But then also, too, wasn't there like a rumor like 2 years ago that Roman's not going to be, and we haven't seen him. He's taking extended periods off, but there might come a time where like we're not going to see him for a couple of years. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And then when he would come back, he would be missed in that way. People, you know, it would be like, oh, shit, what's going on now? They would probably have a whole lot planned out. So, I don't know. I think there's still a lot of meat in this rope opera.
Rope opera?
That's what I call them. That's what wrestling is. Pro wrestling is soap operas in the ropes. So it's rope operas. That's what I call them.
Well, yeah. There it is. Like I said, there is going to be a post show tomorrow, so you can definitely tap in for that. But yeah, let's get into a little bit of Mercedes Moné. I can kind of lead this off because I don't. Yes, said
one more match.
Yeah, oh, I was about to say we left out a match.
My bad.
Yeah, we got one more.
Hit the match. This is what happens when I'm multitasking.
Well,
so yeah, and I'll be brief. World Championship, Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
WWE, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Unright the wrongs. Eradicate yourself of all your sins. Make Shinsuke Nakamura the champion. It's the right thing to do. Everything you've done to build this man up for a second time to look like a larger-than-life star with the vignettes. We're doing the angry foreigner thing. It's fine. It's fine. I'll let that slide. Make Shinsuke Nakamura the champion and let him cook. And let Seth go chill for a minute and get hot again. That's all I got.
Dylan and Bobby saying Shinsuke. What do you have to say, Bunny?
I'm going to say what I want. And then I'm going to say what I expect. So what I want is Shinsuke. I agree entirely. But the reason why I don't think that's going to happen is because of the pattern I've always noticed. And this is something I always call out when I see it. So basically, whenever there's a segment right before the last segment before the pay-per-view, and if it's that person basically beating up, so basically we saw Shinsuke tearing up Seth Rollins, you know, and I loved it. I loved how he did his countdown too. It was just, yes, it was wonderful. But right there, I was already like, the pattern I always notice is like, if someone's standing over that person, you know, the day or the week before the pay-per-view, that person's going to lose. Mm. If you pay attention to the pattern, whoever gets beat up and is standing over and everyone's either booing or cheering, but whoever is laid out, because they got toe up by their opponent, that person is going to lose. And so that setup, though I love that segment, that just gave me the kind of just like, well, I've seen this pattern over and over and over. I doubt Shinsuke is going to win after he had already tore up Seth, you know, obliterated him just before the pay-per-view. So I agree Shinsuke should win, but my expectation, Seth is going to retain because of that pattern. That's just my call. Hate it, but I don't agree with it, but that's what I think is going to happen.
So we have Sindel, correct me if I'm like, sorry if I mispronounced your name, referencing the TV deal in Japan and saying that would kind of, because of that TV deal, it kind of certifies Shinsuke and Io winning, which that's definitely a WWE pattern. Like if you notice when, way before the pandemic, when they were going to certain countries or they were branching off to certain countries, they used the people representative like Jinder Mahal, et cetera, as champions. So, I mean, that is a possibility, but now we're kind of, and we don't know what it's going to look like because that was the WWE Vince era, and now we're in the TKO era. So they might not be catering to that. So, yeah, there's possibilities. I definitely feel like I agree with you, Seth, as far as, you know, doing right by Shinsuke because they haven't. However, when you are the person in power, which is the man, which is WWE, they don't necessarily have to do right by anybody. Like, yeah. So, you know, there's that, for lack of a little bit of faith with WWE. So, I don't know. I feel like Seth it's going to be Seth.
Yeah. I think like, honestly, if the last segment would have had Seth, you know, beating up Shinsuke and getting him out of the ring, and, you know, people would have been cheering for Seth and all that stuff, then I would have been like, yep, he's going to lose. Shinsuke's going to win. But because of how they did it, the pattern, the pattern, and it's been that way every single time.
Interesting comment. What Sandel said about the Abima deal with broadcasting Japan, that may certify that they win. And, you know, I can lean into that too, because I know the WWE likes not showing their hand here, but these type of deals and making history with two persons of these backgrounds being world champions. I think they will play into that as well. I think they enjoy being able to say, hey, we made history at this event. So hopefully they do that.
Yeah.
With that being said, like I said, again and again, we definitely need a producer on there. We're having a post show tomorrow, for Fastlane, but let's get into some good news. We did kick it off with WOW and their good news, but, NXT had some great things too that, you know, went really highlighted. Do you want to talk about it, Booney or Sed?
So basically they made wrestling history Tuesday night and hardly anybody noticed, but basically of the six matches that took place on NXT, four were women's matches, doubling the number of men's matches. The total amount of ring time for the women bell to bell was 24 minutes, 53 seconds. This is more than the men's total in ring time, which was 20 minutes and 29 seconds. And also women's matches and non-match segments involving women's stories were on screen for a total of 49 minutes exactly. It's just all of these, you know, aspects just is exciting, you know, based on what we've been talking about, you know, the women's division needing more screen time, more matches. And so that's just for them to have. Yeah, I want to see that happen on the main roster, you know, so that's a huge win for the
women's division. Question with that, I mean, definitely a huge win. I mean, obviously women's wrestling talk, we want to see more of that. So the question with that is, why isn't it? And we've talked about this ad nauseum, and also I always forget to do the research. So both or anybody in the chat, if you have the numbers, I don't know if those numbers are floating around per se. What are the numbers for the main roster when women's matches do come on? Because I think that's like that. I can't see any other reason. Like, it could be like, yeah, you know, the person who's booking and all this other stuff doesn't necessarily like women's matches, but it doesn't really matter if the money's coming in. Because let's be honest, it's like the people who are running the show, they're, yes, you love wrestling, but if you're not bringing in the money and the advertisers and the sales team and all this other stuff, then none of this would be happening. So I'm really curious to see, like, you know, like even in the back end of YouTube, you see when people are watching stuff, you can see exactly when they dip. If you go into all the analytics, so here's like a thing for my folks who have a YouTube channel. If you go into all the analytics and you want to see where you're getting the most amount of views and you want to increase those views, go in your analytics, look at that video and see where it drops. And if you go to your video and see where it drops and that repeats every single time, then maybe you shouldn't do that and do whatever is popping up. So I wonder if that's the same thing for WWE as far as the women's matches and numbers. It's more of a business thing versus a preference thing. Business is not about preference. Business is about money. So I wonder what the numbers for that would be.
Yeah, true. I wonder too. But how do you feel about that news? You know,
I mean, it's great. NXT has always been a good NXT has always been a great product. I feel like by far, like, Impact is definitely the best as far as knockouts and women are concerned. They've been the best for years. And I feel like NXT definitely has and had great matches. However, for some reason, it never really translates over to the main roster consistently. We have it sometimes, but not consistently.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
Well, we quoting the real TK now. what do you think, Sid?
Well, yeah, I think we alluded to this a little bit Wednesday, but like the show was really bookended, bookmarked by women's wrestling. So it just speaks to the volumes that women's wrestling is a draw. And I get that the NXT fandom is different than main roster fandom. So that can speak to like the lack of doing that on main roster, but also NXT is just a very, it's easier done 2-hour program. What everybody gets time. The storylines have beginning, middles, and ends. Mm-hmm. They actually have layers and meanings to their storylines. People always get featured every other week. So it just could be, it could be a number of things, but that point they made on Tuesday was showing like, no, this is how you showcase women's wrestling and do it on a high clip and a high level. And it being one of the bigger shows, ratings wise, I think the 875K that they pulled in, it just speaks volumes to what the opportunities can be. Like people just had more of an open mind or even just decided to put together a more balanced show.
I like it. Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we're entering in a new era for WWE in general. Things have changed. So we're going to see what happens with a lot of that stuff that that the average person hasn't been able to see. Welcome Barry. Barry saying NXT builds good women's wrestlers, then they disappear. It's sad. I mean, some of them disappear. Some of them, you know, I think Bianca is like one of a one, and we already knew she was going to be that person even before she even hit NXT. Like if you just look back at her video on how they were presenting her on YouTube, we already knew that they were going to just strap the rocket to her.
From the Mae Young Classic, I knew.
Mm-hmm. So, NXT.
They're talking about Asuka versus Roxanne upcoming. And we can talk about this really quickly because when I mentioned earlier that when WWE wants to apply pressure, they absolutely can. Hence why they're
the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah, they're them pretty much dropping a bomb on Tuesday nights, this upcoming Tuesday night, because there's going to be some counter programming going on with MLB playoffs happening. Dynamite will be airing on Tuesday. And then, you know, fake TK is filling his show out as well. I believe we got Jericho Swerve. No, Daniel Bryan is Swerve. Forget who Jericho's facing. Adam Copeland's going to be taking on Luchasaurus. So WWE Bryan.
Are you talking about next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yes, this is upcoming Tuesday. So they say, we're going to bring Asuka. Hey, we're going to bring John. We're going to bring Cody. And you know what I just read a couple hours ago? Is that The Undertaker is going to be in NXT on Tuesday. So it's like, they like, fuck it. Drop the bomb.
His birthday, by the way, it's the fake TK's birthday. So on at the scrum, he probably said, I feel so like, it's an endearing, like sometimes what, like seeing him up close, he's just so like happy, like, you know, this is like, you know, this is his toy and he gets to make it and all this other stuff. And he mentioned literally a couple times, like, yes, on my birthday, it's going to be on my birthday, Tuesday, on my birthday. And it's just like, you know, say you plan this party and you invited everybody and then, but you're not the cool kid. And then the cool kid's like, F it, I'm having a party the same day. And what? And I mean, obviously NXT was on that day, so it's not, you know, not like WWE did that on purpose, but it's kind of like, damn, like I think I wanted to say before, it's like, I kind of want to be in Tony's head, but not really. Because it's like,
I love that. They said, fuck your party. We have the party over here.
He was so happy. So with that being said, who do you guys got? And are you going to watch both? Are you going to watch one or the other? Are you going to catch it on the social?
I'm an NXT loyalist, so I'll always watch NXT, but I will tune in for the Brian Swerve, because that's interesting to me, but also just to see Copeland versus Luchasaurus.
For me, I am going to have to catch up to both of them a little later, because it's going to be the first Nuggets game. of the season. So I'm going to have to watch that first. And then
this after is how
that,
you know Booney is a real sicko, because that is a preseason game. It's not.
That's right. That is a preseason,
game.
I'm still watching it. It's just, I'm excited to see my Nuggets. Anyway, he said
the first game of preseason, he's there.
I'm watching it. Yep. That's right. So anyway, that's funny to think about. Anyway, I'm watching NXT first. That's what I'm going to check out first, because that's what I'm more into and most excited about. And there's just more stars over there and matches that I'm more engaged in. But of course, I'm going to check out AEWs as well. I think it's going to be a special night for both of them. I think it's going to be, you know, really cool. But yeah, I'm going to watch my preseason game first.
So Dylan said,
oh, I understand
AEW is their competition clearly, but they don't mean that doesn't mean that they're scared. Has Dynamite ever come to beating Raw or SmackDown? Not even a little bit. Yes and no, and this kind of goes back to business. Like, if you so for instance, you know the story about Nike, right? Nike, technically Reebok shouldn't even be around, and Nike allowed for certain things to happen that Reebok is still around. I think Reebok's still around. I feel like I haven't seen a pair of Reeboks in forever, but because I'm a Nike girl. But at that time, it's just kind of like that. It's one of those things. Or we can reference, no offense, Booney, this might hurt too, Colorado and Oregon, right? Like, Oregon was like 42, Colorado was what, 6 or something like that? And you know, you have those days and those coaches where what it's like, I forgot what the rule is called, but it's a blowout rule. And you're like, okay, let up a little bit on the gas, you know, because you're blowing them out. I don't subscribe to that. Look, at the end of the day, it's not my fault you didn't come to play.
Keep dominating.
So yeah. So with WWE, they were just there. It's a Tuesday. It's NXT. And like, again, this is a whole nother show that I feel like somebody who's a writer should be like creating the backstory, because we're never going to get inside the writer's room for WWE or AEW. But the backstory of the phone call where it's just like, yeah, AEW is going to have a Tuesday show. And like Triple H is like, oh, yeah, bet. And like just made the phone calls. Just like, this is what we're doing. Like, you, at the end of the day, sometimes you have to just leave your foot on their neck and call it a day. So,
yep.
That's it.
That's what you say after that. It's just like, oh, she just brought out the Nike reference. Like, hey, you keep, yeah, it's the
and
truth.
This is nothing against AEW. Like, I think AEW, and I said this on, I think, another show earlier this week, AEW is a good product. I think Dylan said that, and Bosa said that. AEW is a good product. But let's just be real. Like, WWE has been around, and I've said this at nauseam, WWE has been around for a longer period of time. They have more views, more followers, etc. And it's not like AEW is never going to get there. But like, again, it's one of those things that if you're playing a game, no matter what game it is, and the other team is losing, yeah, you can do that rule where it's like, yeah, we're blowing you out, we're gonna let out the gas. But some people are not like that. Like, if you have access to John Cena, then and so
yeah, just gonna do it.
So it looks like Booney, you're going to be watching basketball. Said you're doing NXT. A lot of people in chat said that they're going to do NXT first and watch AEW after. I don't know what. I might watch both. I might watch both at the same time because it's possible. But yeah, we'll see. I think both. I think, too, the competition is going to bring a lot out of both products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If AEW wasn't happening, would we get all of that? I don't think so.
Nah. That's why I think it's going to be a good night either way for both. You know, like I said, I'm catching up to NXT first, and then I'm going over AEW. But I think I'm going to see two great shows, you know, but we know what's going, we know how it's going down.
You I'm going to be mad.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
Dylan
about.
For the win. Dylan for the win.
I'm going to be mad. Yeah. Anyway.
With that being said, I think it's, I can't remember there's, oh yeah. Well, I just wanted to make a brief thing with Mercedes. There was a statement about her injury report. I mean, she's out here in LA. She did reference possibly being at, I believe it's Full Gear in Los Angeles. For
She was saying with Kevin, right? She was saying I don't know. Maybe I will. Like maybe if the money's right and like the tickets you got, blah blah blah. Like yeah, it was like they were kind of playing into it. But again, on this platform, I said like if you're expecting her to perform over there, it's got to be a big bag. It might be a one off. I don't think she'll ever sign there. But that's just me.
I mean, they have a good relationship with New Japan Pro, and she was there before she got, well, she is there and was there before she got injured. So anything is possible. She was also, too, I posted it on the social media that she was out here with Maria, who is Kevin Undergaro's wife and also the creator of AfterBuzz, and they were at a pink show together. So that there's like some really subtle things that are happening, and I'm for it. I feel like it's a really great time to be alive as far as being a wrestling fan. There's so many different promotions. Whatever your tea is, there's even a reality show on Netflix. Like, who would have thought of all that? And there's so much more coming. If you guys were here, what was it? When I always hear professors. Voice in my head saying it's not merger, but when the merger happened, if you guys were here, I was excited, and I can safely say I'm still excited for certain reasons that I can't say why, but we're safe and it's happening, so I'll put it there, and when it does happen y'all will know because I'll run. But yeah, with that being said, I think we're good to go. I mean, Seti, you know, thank you for coming out of the streets to join us. So I want to keep
I wouldn't be the EST on. If I didn't I got.
Oh yeah, the EST shirt coming.
I wouldn't do EST if I didn't. And as you may know, there is a post show tomorrow for Fastlane, and I won't be there for reasons. I'll just leave it at that. For reasons.
Out in the streets.
We like cake over here.
Yes, indeed.
With that being said, where can everybody find you?
Oh, find me in these tweets. It's CWD_SAYS. Instagram, if you want to follow this weekend of debauchery, might be entertaining. Maybe you'll see something you don't want to see. I don't know. But that said is the answer. You can look at my articles on dailyddt.com as well as the WWE Talk Pod site. Two articles up there right now. One covering last week's No Mercy as I was in the building. And also from No Mercy on WWTalkPod.com, looking specifically at the women's matches and maybe what's in the future of Kehlani Jordan as well as Tiffany Stratton. So check those out.
Oh my gosh, I found it and then I lost it because it would have been a really great segue, but I'll reference it. So Sed said he's going to be out in the streets. And also, is this it? Oh yes, this is it. Speaking of the streets, we also have a new show on Wednesday, a one-off.
Oh, God.
WWT After Dark is happening. Boonie said he's gonna join as well. So that's going to be happening. It's going to be, there might be some debauchery. We'll see. You have to show up. It's only on Twitch.
I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know how to feel about that date, that evening. I don't know what to expect. I don't know.
That's the great thing about WWT After Dark. You don't know what to expect. We're definitely going to be talking a little bit about wrestling. We're definitely going to be talking about some nerd-ish and some other things, but you got to be there because there's no replays.
Yeah.
Boonie, where can everybody find you?
Well, First and foremost, shout out to Dylan for the intro. Mile high salute. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Boonie Mayfield. You can also find me if you want to find long form stuff, go to YouTube and go to my page, Boonie Mayfield. It will take your whole day up. And if you like music that doesn't sound like everybody else, check me out on all the streaming platforms. And yeah, that's how you can find me.
Period. Yeah. So you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Thank you guys for joining. Yeah, it's just one of those like weird Fridays. Boonie and I were talking about it before you came on, said that's like one of those weekends where like you have nothing, but I have a lot going on. And also we do have that post show happening tomorrow that said won't be at. But you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Thank you guys so much for joining. Make sure you check out the website at www.talkpod.com. We have some great reviews on the show The Wrestlers. I forgot to talk about this, so you're just gonna have to go to the website, check it out. Mandy Rose, Mandy Sachs, she actually debuted a podcast with her fiance. And she was giving all the tea. And I feel like it's kind of weird because you dropped it in the chat, said, and I actually checked it out. And
you're pretty much getting all the details about what happened that led up to the ultimately leaving. And this is like, since this is her fiance, it's kind of like her unfiltered feelings about it in a sense. And it kind of gives you like just the clips I've read. Feels like there's still a little bit of scorn there. So, I mean, there might not be a time where she's like, hey, I want to return back to the wrestling industry.
Well, and she did reference it. So I think she's open. But the bag, that's the problem. It's not the problem. She has the OnlyFans that she just launched. But what I was going to say, too, is that it hasn't been getting a lot of press, which is interesting.
The podcast?
Yeah. I haven't really seen it anywhere.
Nah, it's probably because not a lot of people know who her fiance is, Tino Sabatelli, mm-hmm. who I think used to be in NXT at one point.
Yeah. And NFL.
That might be the only reason, but I'm pretty sure. And maybe some people feel like the story has been told at full. So maybe there wasn't anything that was like clip worthy for people to really write about it. But I thought it was interesting when I heard it.
Yeah. Same here. So definitely go and check it out. We do have an article about it too. So if you want to find the podcast, because it's going to be her podcast as well. It's her and her fiance's podcast. They're going to be interviewing all types of people. And she's just the first interview, obviously. So if you want to check out that and you don't know where to find it, you can go to www.talkpod.com to check out the article about that podcast and just click on the podcast. And follow us everywhere. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet, y'all. Ciao.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling.